News RELEASERBC Foundation. The RBC Foundation today announced a $10,000 gift to the St. Joseph's General Hospital Foundation to provide training for nurses in the areas of advanced cardiac life support and Indigenous cultural education. We are grateful for this support, which helps us provide the most current and meaningful education to our nurses, said Leslie Sanders, VP, Quality and Clinical Services and Chief Nursing Executive at St. Joseph's General Hospital. The gift enables 10 nurses in the emergency department and intensive care unit to receive necessary advanced cardiac life support, ACLS, training. It will also provide experiential education designed to provide nurses with the tools they need to provide care that is culturally safe for members of local Indigenous communities. This cultural education is part of our collaborative agreement with Mamwesiing North Shore Community Health Services, said Sanders. Finally, the gift will enable the purchase of an advanced airway mannequin for training. Advanced airway placement is needed in our emergency department, intensive care unit, obstetrical and surgical programs, said Sanders. This skill is vital to the safe provision of care, and this mannequin will help to ensure nurses have a way to practice the skill under the supervision of our educator. The gift is part of the RBC Foundation's overall $6 million commitment this year for reskilling, upskilling and improving the resiliency of nurses and healthcare workers at Canadian hospitals across the country. As we navigate changing and emerging healthcare challenges, we at RBC believe that investing in the development and upskilling of nurses is critical to improving the quality of patient care and patient outcomes, said Kim Ulmer, RBC Regional President. We're honored to continue to support our resilient and compassionate healthcare workers who take care of us in our deepest times of need. The show of support comes at a critical time. In February 2024, Statistics Canada reported that Canada's healthcare workforce is struggling to keep up with demand, resulting in decreased access to primary care for patients. Monthly research from Ipsos also shows that healthcare is consistently one of the top concerns Canadians have for the country's future. Held in honor of nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale, National Nursing Week is designed to increase the awareness of the many contributions nursing makes to the well-being of Canadians. Nurses are Canada's largest group of healthcare professionals, with 400,000 members. National Nursing Week runs from May 6 to 12.